Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11. Luke, chapter 11, and we are continuing our Bible study on the topic of prayer. And I'm excited about this one tonight. I think it will encourage you. It will, for some, it will enlighten you a little bit about the topic of prayer, but I'm sure it will encourage you as it has me in many, many different ways here tonight. Luke, chapter 11, we're going to read a pretty lengthy section here. We're going to read the first 13 verses, so you find it. I'm going to read aloud. You follow along silently. Luke 11, we're going to read verses 1 through 13. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, let me three loaves, for a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, that I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say all unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Notice it said father and not mother, because that has happened before. Or if he ask a fish, will he give for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, look back at me if you will. I am not going to necessarily go into great detail the first part of this chapter. A couple things. One, the Bible talks about not making vain repetition. The disciples did not ask Jesus to teach them a prayer. They said, teach us to pray. And God said, I will give you an outline. This is not the first several verses here are not verses that you're supposed to recite every time you go to church and every time you want to pray just to say a prayer. This is not a prayer that Jesus made. It was an outline for prayer, and we'll get into that at another date. I just wanted you to be aware of that. This whole chapter, the first part of this, is in reference, though, to prayer. Now, the whole purpose of prayer, this is deep. Are you ready? Do you have your brains hooked in? Okay? The whole purpose of prayer is for you to get answers from God. Now, I know that's deep. I know that's heavy. But the reason we pray is to get answers from God. If you really believed God would answer your prayers, you would pray more. I believe that. I believe if you really believed God would answer your prayer, you'd pray more. If you really believed God would give you what is best, you'd pray for him. I'm going to make a statement here that might shock you. I think most Christians are almost atheist when it comes to prayer. They just don't do it. Oh, I know God could, but he's not interested in me. I might as well not ask him. I would say the average person in this room is almost an atheist in their prayer life. You might even ask him for it, but you don't believe it. Everybody doing okay? I didn't think it was that rough. Hang in there. May I say something on God's behalf tonight to you? Now, I'm not the Pope. I'm not speaking ex cathedra. I do not claim to be God, but may I take God's side for a moment. I will show you exactly what he says here in a moment, but this is the whole title, the topic, the theme for tonight's lesson. God wants to answer your prayers. God wants to answer your prayers. I wonder how many prayers or how many answers to prayer he's provided, but no prayer was given to get it. Think through that one. Every parent, every grandparent loves to meet their children or grandchildren's needs. They like looking for things that they might like, and there's things like birthdays and Christmas and special occasions that you do your best to try to give your children some things that they would like, and even at times maybe even have asked for. Now, wait a minute. We look for those needs, we look for those desires, and find ways to fulfill those. If we as sinners enjoy that, if we as sinful parents enjoy that, how much more does God, who has never sinned, enjoy that for his kids? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought about God being your father, wanting to meet your need? Our pride keeps us from wanting to pray. Pride is sin. Sin is what keeps us from our fellowship with God. And listen to this statement. Our pride means we want to rely on our own ability and not God's ability. Now, listen very carefully. There's been a few times in my adult life even, and we've all been there at some point in time, fashion or another, you just come up a little short. There's more month than there is paycheck. There's been times, a couple times, where I've had to humble myself out and call my dad and say, "Dad, I need a little help." And I'll be honest with you, it killed me. It was the hardest thing I ever did. I didn't doubt that he wouldn't help me if he could. I just didn't want to ask him. Say why? I'm supposed to take care of that, not him. But we got through it. Now, wait a minute. You know what was stopping me? My pride. That's all it is. God, to the Christian, is your father. Why are you too proud to ask him for what you need? God has the perfect love of a dad who wants to do things for you. You see, he gives you plenty without asking. Have you ever thought of everything God gives you without asking him? Boys and girls, your mom and dad give you things without you asking for it. There are some things, though, they won't give you unless you ask for it. That's exactly the way God is. You see, God's given us food, he's given us water, he's given us strength, he gives us air to breathe, he gives us the world to look at and the beauty in it, he gives us everything we have. Say, no, I've earned it. He gave you the strength and he gave you the air you're sucking to do it with. He's given it all to you. Can I tell you something? He gives us an awful lot without us asking. But guess what? There's a lot you could get if you'd ask him. Teenagers, your mom and dad give you a lot of things. Every meal you've had, they provided. Your clothes, they provided. Where you live, they've provided. The heat and the cool and all the things that you enjoy, they have provided. Can I tell you something? There's some things you're going to have to ask them for. That's not bad. That's the way God intended. Now, listen to me very carefully. You do not meet every need of your children as they've grown and not want them to talk to you. I've got two boys at college. Can I tell you something? They're not expecting me, good thing, to pay their college bill. Can I tell you why? I expect them to. Now, I would like to meet their needs. But guess what? If they need a toothbrush, it's not my job to find out they need a toothbrush. Say why? Because it's their job to either make the money and pay for it or say, I'm coming up short. Could you help? Time to ask. Amen? Say why? That's how you teach someone responsibility. It's not my job to go to them and find out everything they need and provide it for them. Boy, that's good stuff. God does want to answer your prayers, but he cannot answer if you do not pray. Did you get that? Now, he could, but he's chosen not to. Ladies, you can't expect your husband to know everything you need or want if you never tell him. I know husbands who are in trouble with their wives because they didn't figure out what she wanted. And I say, did you ever tell him? No, but he should. You can't get mad at somebody if you never asked. And I know it goes the other way too. I know wives who have a husband that's mad at them because they didn't know what in the world they wanted. Say why? Because he didn't know what he wanted. That's why. Wait a minute. God wants you to tell him what you need and what you want. You see, we're not supposed to be mind readers and figure it all out and just do it. All right? Now, here we go. I'm going to give you 4 points, a poem. We're going home, but forget the poem. Amen. Point number one, God promises to answer your prayer. Stay there in Luke chapter 11. Look at verse number 9. This is the Lord talking. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh shall be opened. Look at verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Can I tell you something? God wants and promises to answer your prayers. Jeremiah 33:3, the Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Did you catch that? Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Now, God tells us he will answer us. Here's where it gets to be big boy stuff. Sometimes God says no. Everybody doing okay? Just because you ask for it does not mean God has to provide that for you. Do you know there are times my children asked me for things and it was not good for them to have it, and I said no. You know, my boys, Dad, can I pull the car out of the driveway and put it out front? You know, they're 13 years old. The answer, no. Say why? Uh-uh. Because I know my boys. That's not as far as they're going. Well, I'd have to go to the neighbors and turn around and get it going the right direction. And then they're going three houses down the next time. You know how that works. You say, how do you know that? Because I did that. Now, wait a minute. My mother's looking back. They're like, he told the truth on that one. I know what I did. Now, wait a minute. Sometimes God has to answer you no, but God also can say yes. There is another answer. It's what I would tell my boys when it came time to the car. No, for now. Someday you'll be able to. Sometimes God says, not right now. Just got to wait a little while. There's times, my secretary, I'll ask her, I'll say, will you remind me of this? It's not that I want to forget, but I think I'm going to. So I figure between two of us, we might remember something. You know, she's the only person that gets paid to nag me, okay? My wife does it for free, and she gets paid to do it. But, there'll be times I'll say, stay on me on this. I've got to do this. Stay on me. Say why? And I need that reminder that I've got so many different things going all at one time that I'll, and she'll say, now, Brother Bush, did you remember? Oop, forgot. And there's other times I'll say, yep, here it is. Most time it's, let me do it right now before I forget. But God promises to answer. He'll either say yes, no, or not right now. When those not right now comes, that's when you got to keep asking him for them. That's why it says ask and ask and ask and ask and ask till it's the right timing. See, sometimes you just have to keep on asking so that God knows how serious you are. Now, he does promise to answer. Number two, I love this. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 45. I want to show you a verse that if you have ever been discouraged about praying, this will encourage you. Isaiah chapter 45. If you've ever felt like when you pray, the only thing you do is talk to the ceiling, this will encourage you. Look at Isaiah 45, verse number 11. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord." Now stop right there. Look at me for a second. When it says, "Thus saith the Lord," that's pretty powerful, isn't it? Okay? That's God saying, "I'm saying something. Listen to me." Okay? Watch this. "Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker." Boy, he just said a whole bunch right there. Watch this. "Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands." What's the next word? "Command ye me." God says, "I want you to ask me things. And there are some things I want you to command me." Now, the word "command" and the word "demand" are not the same. God says that he needs us to tell him what we want. He says, "Look, you can ask me, but there's times I need you to tell me what you want, son." Did you ever have a kid that was hem-hawing around? You just say, "Look, hey, tell me what you want." Y'all know what I'm talking about? You know, let's quit going through all the pretty pictures and everything else. What do you need? What do you want? Just tell me what you want. You've come with the right spirit. Tell me what you want. That's what God's saying right there. He says, "Look, I want you to ask me, but there's times I just need you flat out telling me what you want." Can I tell you something? God has given us, as his children, the right to go to him and say, "God, this is what I need. God, this is what I want. God, I don't know if it's what you want me to have, but this is what I want. This is what I think I need." You say, "Oh, that would be sacrilegious." No, that's what God told us to do. See, he tells us to command him. It means that we need to charge him. That doesn't mean like a credit card. It means that we are to give him an order, but it does not mean that we are responsible for demanding return on it. It would be like saying, I've talked to my dad before and he'll say, "Son, what are you asking me? Just tell me what you want." That's what God says right there. There's times you just need to quit stumbling around and say, "Okay, God, this is what I want." Can I tell you something? You have the right to go to God to do that. Here's the thing. You don't have the right to go to God and demand, Donnie, that he answer it. You can't demand of God that he performs what you've asked of him. That's called coming with the right attitude. When you pray and you command God, do you know my children can tell me things? But if they come with the wrong attitude, it's not going to be pretty. If one of my kids called me tonight and says, "Now, Dad, you have to pay this for me," I'm going to say, "No, I don't." Say, why? Because I don't have to. That's their bill, not mine. They're out of the house. They're on their own. Guess what? They come to me with the right attitude. They need help. And they might stumble around a little bit. And I'll say, "Just tell me what you need." One of my children called me last night, was facing a little bit of a problem. And Brother Luke, he was stuttering a little bit. I said, "Doc, just tell me what you need. Just hit me with the truth. We can handle this. Let's work through this thing." So he did. Got done. He said, "Man, that was easier than I thought it was going to be." I said, "Told you, just tell me." He said, "I didn't know how." I said, "Just tell me. Let's get through this." That's exactly what God's talking about right there. That's what he means by ask me and command me. He said, there's times, quit him hauling around. Just tell me what you want. When I pray, I tell God things. I do. I walk around this building and praying for Sunday school classes and nurseries, and I pray in the Sunday school classrooms, and I'm asking God for things for different people. And there's times I'll say, "Now, God, here's my plans. I'm not sure if this is what you want, but this is what I want, but I want to make sure it's what you want." I stand behind this pulpit at times and pray, and I'll say, "God, you know, and I'm working on things from right here, talking to God out loud." That's why you don't have keys to this building, because you think I'm totally nuts. Now, wait a minute. commanding with a good attitude, not demanding. Do you know you have a privilege that nobody else has? Lost people cannot command God. Saved people can. Now, let's go to point number three. I love this. Turn to Isaiah chapter 65. Those of you that don't shout, this is a good chance for you to learn. Those of you that do, time to exercise it. Isaiah chapter 65, I want you to look at verse 24 with me. I'm not going to give you the point till we read the verse. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. God has the answer before you ask. He says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I'll hear. God looks down and says, Brother Barnes, I know what you need. And you haven't even asked me for it yet. And I'm going to get it already. And I'm just waiting on you to ask me. And when you do, I'm going to say, I hear you. Here it comes. Whoo! Do you know that God puts together what you need and what you want before you ask? Monday. Yeah, I don't have a lot of time to hunt anymore. I'm not taking a lot of time to hunt. Monday, I was going to get a couple hours to go hunting. I said, okay, God, this is what I want. I dropped Dad off at the bottom of the hill. I went to the top of the hill. I got up in my stand. I got in the climber. I climbed 15 feet in the air. I pulled my bow up. I'm dripping wet with sweat. It's 85 degrees. I'm thinking, this is stupid. It's supposed to be cold when you go hunting, not sweating. I said, these deer are going to smell me. I've sprayed down, but I'm sweating since I sprayed down. God, you're going to have to do something. I want deer, but if not, it's okay. But you know what I want. That's exactly what I told him. I was up there praying. I was up there working on things. I had 4 3-by-5 cards filled out front and back with ideas and things I was working on. I had my Bible open and was working on a sermon. I heard something, and I looked up. And I see this big old fat doe walking at me. I said, ooh, I know who you are. I had seen this one before. She was a different color than the others, and I knew she was the biggest. I said, thank you. I put my cards in my pocket, put my Bible in my back pocket. I grabbed my bow. I pulled it around. I waited for her to walk up. She walked as close as Brother Ron is to me right now. I was 15 feet in the air. Then she stopped right under a tree, and I couldn't shoot her. And I was at full draw. I waited about a minute. I'm thinking, you got about one more minute left before I can't hold this thing anymore. I said, you only need to take 2 steps. She went 1, 2, 3. That's all it took. Say, what did you do? I went, and she was dead. Now, wait a minute. She didn't die that fast. She ran off. She made me work. She ran around the corner, went right back where she came, and she ran down a ravine that's 200 feet deep that's about that steep. My dad and I had to drag that thing for about a half mile out the bottom of that thing, all the way to the end, pull the truck down and get her. You say, why? I couldn't get my dad back up that hill without a deer. There ain't no way I was going to get him up there with that deer on his back. You say, why weren't you pulling her? Ain't no way I was going to pull it up there myself. Man, it took us an hour, Brother Gus, to get that stupid thing out of there. Fun was over and the work began, amen? Now, wait a minute. I told God what I wanted. Guess what? He had it waiting for me. He had it waiting. He knew. He was just wanting me to ask. And I asked. Next time I'm going to ask for horns, amen? But, and big ones, not just little nubs. Now, wait a minute. God looks ahead and stores up what you need and what you want. I wonder, listen to the statement. I wonder who got what he wanted you to have because you didn't ask for it. I wonder if God had it all saved up. And I don't think God just stores it there and just leaves it there. But I wonder who else got it because they asked for it and you didn't. wonder how many answers to prayer God has prepared that nobody asked for. Boy, you talk about frustrating. Can you imagine how disappointed God is? Can you imagine getting things together for your kids, just waiting for them to ask, and they never ask? And do it day after day after day after day after day after day after day, and they never ask for it? That's how God feels. Now, number four, and I'm going to finish with this. Turn to Revelation. I want to say it's chapter... I didn't write it down, so give me just a second here. Revelation, I think it's chapter... You might have to give me a second here. Yep, chapter 5, verse number 8. Ha, I got it right on the first time. I did study, I just forgot to write the verse down. Revelation chapter 5, look at verse number 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Look at me. Your prayer and your prayers will perfume heaven. God says these creatures will hold in their hand vials that are full of the odors of the prayers of the saints. Let me ask you a question. Your prayers are like an incense or a Yankee candle to God. Each person's prayers, I believe, are a different, is the right word, scent, flavor. thinking like a man now. My wife and I went somewhere. We were trying to remember. I think it was in Williamsburg. I think there's a huge Yankee candle factory there. Am I right? Is that where it's at, Brother Gus? If you've never been there, your senses have never gone on overload. This building is probably half the size of this building, and it's nothing but wall to wall and floor to ceiling Yankee candles, and not two of them are the same. There's got to be 15,000 different scents in there. And of course, when you're with a bunch of ladies, you stop and smell every one of them. And by the time you get out of there, you don't know what you smell. It's just all worked up in there. And I mean, I have never seen so many, you know, different candles. And I mean, there's scents in there that I'm thinking, okay, I've smelled so many of them that all of them this color smell the same. You know, it doesn't matter anymore. Now, wait a minute. God says that our prayers are like that Yankee candle factory to him in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Are your prayers going to be a Yankee candle or a dollar store reject that doesn't smell? Y'all, you know what I'm talking about? You go to the dollar store and buy a scented candle for a dollar, and you smell it till you light it, and then it's gone. Say, what is that? Somebody didn't pray. I got down right where you live, didn't I? Now, wait a minute. Do you pray so little that you have an unscented candle? Folks, God says that our prayers are to smell sweet to him. And I really believe the more we pray, the more that we will accent the right odor of heaven. You know, prayer is not bothering God. He wants to hear from you. I never want to get so busy that people think if they call me, they're bothering me. I don't care when it is. Call me. I mean that. I never want to be so busy that I'm too busy for the people that I love most. Period. You say, well, I just don't want to bother you. It bothers me that you didn't call me, so call me. If you don't want to bother me, call me. I live that way. It bothers me that you would not call me, and then the problem gets worse because you didn't. If you just humble out and ask somebody for help, I could help you. Somebody could help you. And if I don't know what the answer is, I can go to work and get the answer for you. I can't tell you I know every answer, but I can promise you this. I know where to go get the answer. But we'll start at least. Can I tell you something? What's heaven going to smell like because of you? Is it like that stuff I spray on before I go hunting? Scent away? To where nothing will smell? I don't think that's what God has in mind. I was laughing. I'm sitting in this tree stand. I've got 13 squirrels that I could shoot everywhere. I had one that started crawling up the trunk of the tree and got within 2 feet of my tree stand. And then he saw me and went, uh-oh. Man, he tore off down through the woods. Man, he wasn't sure what was going on, but somebody was in his tree. I thought, no, you're in my tree, and I'm bigger than you. You're not coming up. I say, what did you do? He started getting closer. I grabbed an arrow out of my quiver and thinking, you come up here, I'm going to jab you. I'll have squirrel kebab, amen. I was getting ready for it. I've had them crawl on me. You say, why? Because they can't smell me. They're not sure what I am. Some of you, you're going to go to heaven, and nobody's going to know you're there by your scent because you didn't pray. Now, we can take that to the ridiculous end. We're not going to. Now, I want you to turn to one more verse. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Some of you, God's glad you didn't pray because it would stink. Romans chapter 8. That's for you complainers. Romans chapter 8. Look at verse number 32. And we will be done. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Everybody look at me for a moment. Do you realize that the very God that gave you salvation, that gave you Jesus Christ, gave you his own flesh and blood, gave you his only begotten son, let him come to earth, be born of a virgin, live a sinless life, be talked negative about, be talked against, to be violated, to be crucified, and that he resurrected the dead to pay for our sin debt, the very God that did that, if he was willing to do that, don't you think he would like to hear you pray every once in a while? Well, I don't think God would hear me. If he saved you, he wants to hear from you. Is that not what he said? Not only that, he said he would freely give you all things. Hello. I like that word, free. I like that. You say, why? All we got to do is ask. All we have to do is ask. I was helping a pastor this week. They're changing ministries and going into a new church. They've seen our gospel tracts and they said, where do you get them done? I wanted to help this preacher. I said, why? He said, well, I'd like to get them. I said, well, if you'll let me. I said, I've already got all the templates here and stuff. If you get us the information, we'll get it to you, let you see it. And if you'll let me, I'll take care of the first 10,000 of them for your church. We get to help a new church, amen? He said, you would? I said, why not? He said, wow, what a huge blessing. I said, all you had to do is ask. He said, I don't even know how to ask anybody that. I said, you just did, you hinted. Matter of fact, you weren't hinting for me to pay. You were just hinting to find out. I just happened to have the wherewithal. And I know you don't right now, so let me take care of it. Glory to God. We helped Brother Bill Seavey up in Maine get his tracks going. He paid for them. He wouldn't let me pay for his. We helped that new church in Rockland, Maine, get their tracks all designed and cared for. And those were out. We're doing a little bit. We're doing more than just right here. Of course, we support missionaries and different things. But may I say this? God gave us so much. Why would he not want to listen to us? God said, if you would just talk to me, I'll freely give it. But I hate to tell you, there's some things he's not going to give you unless you ask. Several of you are worried about when or if the next paycheck will come. Okay, have you asked him? Have you asked him? Have you said, okay, God, not sure where it's coming from. I'm going to keep on doing right. I'll keep on doing, and you provide the work. I'll provide the labor, and you provide the need. Just let me keep on going. God, you show me, I'll do it. I've been there. I went over 3 months with no paycheck, trust me. And not one bill late. And some things got cared for that even if I had a job, I couldn't have paid for. Say why? Because God took care of it. I had a transmission fall out of a car while I was preaching for somebody. Try that one once. Guy in the church put it on a truck and he took care of it. Somebody paid for it in full. I didn't have the money. God did. He knew exactly what he was doing. Now, wait a minute. Say, how does that happen? The very God that you're afraid to talk to gave you your salvation. He did that to restore the fellowship. Here's what happens. Okay, God, thanks. I'm saved. I'll see you when I get to heaven. I'll see you in about 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And you never talk to him again. How's that going? If you grew your children up to where they were adults and they never talked to you again until they died or till you died, how are you going to feel? That's the way the average Christian is with God. He said, look, I took care of everything you needed. I gave you life. I provided your life. I even gave you the ability to restore that fellowship. And after I saved you, you turned around, walked away, never talked to me again. Whew. He said, I've got answers for you before you even ask for them. Just ask me. He said, I hear you, but I've got it all stored up waiting for you. Whew. I heard a preacher one time preach on prayer, and he said, I think there's warehouses in heaven full of answers to prayer, things that people never asked for. I don't think God does that. But I bet you if we could go to his throne room, he'd say, let me show you what I had for you. Let me give you a list of things I had. All you had to do is ask. Ooh. I hope my list is short, amen? I really do. I want to ask him. He tells us to command him. Just tell him what you want. Now, don't get mad at him when he doesn't give you what you want. Sometimes his answer is going to be no. Sometimes it's not right now. But don't get mad at him just because you asked and you didn't get it. I remember asking for something once. My dad said, no. Okay. About a year later, it showed up. I said, wait a minute. A year ago I asked you for that. He said, yeah, but you weren't ready for it then. You are now. Whew. Cool. Guess what? Sometimes God tells you no right now. That doesn't mean it's no forever. Just ask him. He wants to give you freely all things. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God wants to answer your prayer. You just got to ask him. How's your prayer life? Have you been asking God for what you need and what you want? Have you been telling God what you need and what you want?